In response to the question of how successful the communist government was in the 50s and the early 1960s in implementing their vision, unfortunately, as with most questions in modern history, it's a mixed answer. I would have to say they were both more and less successful than we imagine them to be. On the one hand, in terms of them being more successful, I think that when viewed from the West, our understanding of what happened in the aftermath of the 1949 revolution is largely colored by two things. First, a broadly shared anti-communist ideology that saw the Chinese as falling to some sort of vast worldwide conspiracy that was going to ultimately become a united front against capitalism. And those views were vastly overstated. And then the other bit is obviously that Western scholars, in making their assessment of how successful the early communist regime was, were largely relying on very little bits of scattered information and a good deal of government propaganda. And obviously, with government propaganda, the early Chinese Communist Party had good reason to try to make it seem as though they were more internally united than was in fact the case within the country. In terms of them being less successful than we expected, it is now obvious when we look at some of the archival sources that China, we always knew it was a vast and internally diverse country, and that obviously also poses some serious problems in terms of leadership and governing, especially for a new regime that is faced with a legacy of war, economic depression, and social turmoil. But the other part of the problem in terms of the early Chinese Communist Party is extending their reach is that the party was created for the purposes of war and shaped largely by the Civil War experience. I believe it's an old Chinese adage that it's very difficult to rule from horseback. And this indeed becomes a problem early on in the communist regime. In the 1950s, the party was marked by two sorts of cadres. One, those formed in battle, who were very experienced on-the-ground revolutionaries. And then, secondly, a very much smaller group of well-educated intellectuals who were really more interested in theory. Neither of these two groups were particularly well-suited to carry out the actual very difficult tasks of ruling such a large and diverse country.